Are you trying to find the perfect distribution platform to get your music on Spotify and Apple? I personally use and love DistroKid. Go to mixingmusicpodcast.com/DistroKid to get a small discount and get access to a platform with unlimited uploads for a yearly fee. Happy uploading and enjoy the show.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
One, two, three.
Hello, you are listening to Mixing Music. I am your host, DK, and with me, again, my very special friend, Ryan Morris. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
So we have another episode that's about mastering. Ryan is a good friend of mine. We did high school together, ended up doing separate career audio paths. What are the chances of that, man?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah. I knew you were a musician growing up.
Yeah, same. We both played music, so I guess we were like, how do we make money from this?
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, I was in a rock band, which is hilarious because growing up in Chicago, I didn't even know what rock was until Guitar Hero came out.
You were a bass player, right?
Yeah, I played bass in a band.
What was the band? It was,
I think it was like Shamrock 19.
Shamrock 19. We used to put numbers in band names so that people would know that we were punk pop or
pop. Oh my gosh.
That's how people
those
knew.
Those were the days. What they were getting into. Goodness. Super uncharacteristic DK at that time.
Nice.
But I mean, hey, it got us here, right?
Yeah.
Ryan, you've always been an amazing musician.
Oh,
and
thank
you. I think you're still making music, right?
Yeah, I am. Yeah. Still making music, still, you know, putting out records and things like that.
Yeah,
doing
I loved your last project that you were doing, that band.
Oh, Staying for the Weekend. Yeah. That was cool.
Yeah, that was a sweet project.
Yeah,
anyway, we're going to talk about some more mastering stuff, but specifically, I wanted Ryan to talk about dithering and different types of distortion. So what can you tell us about? Let's talk about distortion first.
Yeah, makes sense. So there's a lot of different types of distortion. Basically, like on a pretty fundamental level, distortion has to do with harmonic generation. So distortion, of course, is like the changing of a waveform from its original state to its to a different state, you know, be it intentional or unintentional. So most of the things that we do to audio is in one way or another, you know, by definition or technicality, a form of distortion. But distortion in the sense that we're talking about it really has to do with a lot of harmonic generation. So like in tube distortion, essentially what happens is you saturate the tube to the point where, you know, the cathode can no longer send electrons to the anode. And what happens, you know, when that happens we can get as technical as you want. I mean, we don't have to get too technical, but because I can talk for a while on distortion. I like
the
distortion.
The cathode to the anode. Okay,
yes,
okay.
The cathode to the anode.
Some people will know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
but I'm not.
You're not. So in a tube amplifier, typically if you have a triode tube, which is like three parts, which is the cathode, the anode, and the grid in between them, you know, I'm not going to get into it, but basically into, because I'm not that smart and I'm not going to remember everything I need to say about it. But basically, so in tube distortion, you have basically even harmonic distortion, primarily on the second harmonic, meaning so you have like your fundamental frequency, maybe that's like 60 hertz, and then your first order harmonic would be 120 hertz, second order harmonic would be 240 hertz, so on and so forth. But what's cool about tube distortion, why people love it so much, is that it basically acts like a doubler. So you got your fundamental frequency, and then you distort that, and you get that, you know, first order harmonic that's really strong, and it really just brings a lot of complexity and character to the sound. And then there's, you know, tape distort. Sorry, what's up, DK?
Sorry, yeah, and I was going to say, like, as a mix engineer, I kind of mess with a little bit of a kind of that distortion, saturation kind of sound. You'll notice that.
Yeah.
The level that's being played in Pro Tools is exactly the same level, but it feels louder.
It does feel louder, yeah. It increases your overall perceived like loudness of a sound, and it does make it a little bit louder because you're amplifying certain harmonics that weren't amplified before. But it's relatively pretty much the same amplitude.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's cool.
So that's about the tube distortion.
Tube distortion, yeah. So saturation, like you were saying you were messing around with saturation. So saturation is essentially when you increase the input of something to the point where the output no longer matches in like a linear fashion. So it's not like a one-to-one ratio, so to speak. And once you saturate basically anything, be it a tube, be it a transformer, be it analog tape, that's when you're going to start to get compression and you start to get harmonic generation. And this
is
what
that actually considered as a type of compression? Like, does it really mm-hmm. actually compress the signal?
It does, yeah. So that's why people really like the sound of tape, especially for, you know, recording to tape machines, is because there's distortion that occurs because of the transducers in the actual tape head, or not the tape head, but the amplifier going to the tape. But then, yeah, so once you crank it loud enough, essentially the magnetic particles on the tape have no place to move once it's loud enough, so they stop moving all that much. And if you keep increasing the input, you're not matching that in output. So, you know, when you look at a compressor, you know how you have that line that's basically like a diagonal line? So that's like, mm-hmm. you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know exactly what
you're
talking
about. So it's a one-to-one ratio. It's going up. The input's one, the output's one, so on and so forth. But then you get to the part where it compresses, and, you know, that's where things start to become compressed. You got a threshold, you got a ratio, and once the signal hits that point, it starts to compress. So the input and the output are no longer linear in terms of their relationship. So the same thing happens in any type of amplifier. Once you hit that point of saturation, your input is no longer matched by your output, and what you get is compression. So you're actually getting compression from, you know, just driving or saturating a, a tube amp or a tape machine or something
like that. That's interesting. So as a mix engineer, I can kind of apply that. Like, I don't know if I'm, you know, should be putting on a tape plugin specifically for mm-hmm. the compression on individual tracks. But
yeah,
overall, you can kind of hear it, you know?
You can hear it, yeah. I mean, you're basically what I think you're probably hearing the most is the harmonics that are generated from tape emulation and the tube emulation. Mm-hmm. These are things that they put into the plugin that increase the more that you drive both the, you know, the input and maybe decrease the output and, you know, vice versa.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, so the characteristics change in that way.
Tell me a little bit about dithering. What the heck is dithering?
I got off topic with the different types of distortion. But
no worries.
Dithering is something that exists because of distortion. So in a digital system, it was kind of funny because when they first invented it, they thought that they weren't going to have, you know, any problems with it. This is going to be like a perfect playback machine. But it's funny because, you know, quantization, sampling rate and all that, you know, type of stuff, it lends itself to certain problems. So quantization, distortion being one of those problems. And that's something that happens if you've heard of like 24-bit or 16-bit. I'm sure you've heard of those because, you know, you record in those.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you know how that, you know, relates to the dynamic range and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So essentially what happens if you, whenever you decrease the quantization of a recording, you're decreasing the amount of blocks that occur. I'm trying to think about how to explain this in a visual sense, but it's kind of hard without seeing it. But basically, quantization is a bunch of little steps, and if you decrease the amount of steps, you decrease the resolution of the audio And once you decrease the resolution, you're going to have certain little errors that occur in the actual recording process, or, you know, the transcribing process if you go from 24-bit to 16-bit, or, you know, 16 to 8, or whatever you do. And what this causes is distortion. And the distortion that it causes, you know, it's not like tube, it's not like tape, it's not pleasant in any way. It's definitely in the higher register or the higher frequency range. It's a lot more noticeable. It's a lot more unpleasant. It doesn't have good sounding, characteristics whatsoever. So basically, because of this problem, people created dithering. Now, what dithering is, are you familiar with masking, what masking is?
You may have to explain that.
Let me explain masking. So masking is essentially when the energy of one frequency covers up the energy of another frequency. So it typically happens with lower frequencies once 100 hertz.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about like masking in like a dither. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. So yeah, like when different frequencies overlap each other.
They overlap and they cover up each other and, you know, because of phase and all that, they cancel each other out.
So maybe a bass and a kick drum is a common
yeah, that's
masking.
A common one. Yeah. You're going to have basically the sonic characteristics are going to, you know, overlap. And you're going to have parts where, you know, the bass drum masks the kick or the kick masks the bass and things like that. But this is basically what dithering does. It's a high frequency, or it's actually kind of like pink noise, where it's basically, you know, equal amplitude across all frequencies. And when you increase, you know, your dithering, you're basically increasing this this noise that's been generated. And what that noise does is masks some of those higher frequencies that have been distorted. And because of that, sonically, we can't, you know, perceive the distortion that's occurred with the quantization.
That's interesting. Now, I have to ask you, I have some people that do or claim to hear the different types of dithering, like hearing the difference between the L2 dithering versus the ozone dithering versus the Oxford limiter dithering. Now, is there much of a difference between each type, or is it basically the same idea?
I mean, there is a difference in terms of like the frequencies that they're trying to mask. So there's definitely a difference in terms of like the amplitude of certain frequencies in the noise. So basically, there's a different frequency response for each different type of dither. But in terms of one sounding better than the other, that's kind of hard. I'm not sure. I've never really heard a dither and thought, oh, that's a good one. That's a good, that's good. That's a good sounding noise. That's masking that quantization distortion.
So I kind of felt bad because these people, my friend is like, yeah, this one's the best one. And I was like, a couple weeks after that, I was like spending a good hour just like going back and forth and just trying to listen to it. I'm like, I think I don't have good ears. Like I can't hear the difference.
I wouldn't worry about that too much. I don't, I mean, like maybe some are better. I think some dithering is better than others in terms of like its quality. Maybe I don't know enough about it to say it. I definitely know that there are certain dithers that are like, yeah, we're the best dithering plugin. I'm like, are you? Because I don't know. I mean, I guess, yeah, I get it. Like there are certain types of dither that are better for certain amounts of distortion. And
In the end, it doesn't really matter that much.
Not that much, to my knowledge. I could be wrong. You know, it's possible that I'm very wrong. And there's a lot of stuff I'm not understanding.
If you have research that proves us wrong, please email me at dkmixes@gmail.com.
Yeah, no, definitely.
And we should talk about it.
We should talk about it. Yeah, leave it. Yeah, email DK because I would like to know for sure if different types of dither.
Or message Ryan on Instagram at rymo.music, right?
Please do. Yeah. Send me your thoughts. You know, tell me I'm stupid.
or an absolute genius.
Or a genius. Either one.
Anyway, that wraps it up for this episode. Thank you so much, Ryan, for joining us. And talking more about dithering and distortion.
Yeah,
I'm really excited to kind of hear what you do in the future and kind of how things play out. You know, I'm excited to work with you more in the future. And
please leave us
a 5-star review or rating. Please follow us on Instagram, Ryan at rymo.music, and I am DK Mixes.
Yeah.
Please message me any questions, message any demo mixes.
Yeah. Can I say one thing? If you leave enough 5-star reviews on this episode in particular, is that possible, DK?
I know on Apple it's for the entire podcast, but yeah, if you mention this episode.
DK and I will do a cover of a Shamrock 19 song.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Yeah, okay. Will. No more reviews. Yep. Don't mention this episode.
It's going to be great. You will love it without a doubt. Without
hey, thank
doubt.
You so much, Ryan. Appreciate you.
Of course. Thanks, man.
1, 2, 3.
This episode of Mixing Music with DK has been brought to you by LaunchPod Media. If you want to start a podcast, make sure to start it right with LaunchPod Media. Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Come join our Discord. The Mixing Music Discord server is filled with tons of awesome information and people. People that can help you out and information that can help you grow your business and to help you improve your mixes. So come join us and find the invitation link at mixingmusicpodcast.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.